The other day, as I was puttering around in my kitchen, this song came on. I pictured a David Bowie-esque singer, glamorous and melodramatic as the world crumbles around him. A glance at my phone told me that the singer is a 22-year-old from England with a buzz cut and a penchant for vintage suits. His name is Matt Maltese, and his first full-length album comes out this week. It's called Bad Contestant. Matt Maltese, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you very much. Hello.
This song is called As the World Caves In, and the lyrics are all about doomsday, atom bombs, the earth burning to the ground.
That's right. We creep up on extinction.
I pull your arms right in. Where did this come from?
It kind of sparked when Theresa May was talking about renewing the Trident program here.
This is the British nuclear weapons program that the Prime Minister is talking about enhancing.
Exactly. So it brings to mind, doesn't it, doomsday, when you hear people talking about creating nuclear bombs. And it was the same kind of time that Trump was around. And I kind of just had this image in my head of them two kind of striking up a romance.
Wait, I'm sorry. Theresa May and Donald Trump striking up a romance? They're never named in this song. Is that who the song is about?
No, yeah. That's where the song kind of initially sparked from. That's
wow.
Right. Yeah. And
it's quite a leap from doomsday to that kind of an image.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was just because of the power they have, I guess. If they want to end the world, they can in a way. So I think they were the two sort of figures that came to mind. And then it kind of all just became this song that I can imagine my mum listening to and not hearing the lyrics and thinking, oh, this is nice.
It's an uncomfortable sentiment presented in such a beautiful, romantic, melodic way.
Yeah, that's kind of the aim, yeah. As the world
caves in. There's actually a lot of apocalypse on this album.
There is a bit, yeah, a bit too much. But
is it too much? I mean, the music doesn't sound overtly political. It doesn't sound like an anthem. It doesn't sound like something that somebody would sing at a march against nuclear weapons.
Yeah, for sure. I guess I don't really have an interest in writing kind of revolution political songs. I like writing love songs. It's kind of, it's what I connect to the most. And I think seeing that kind of situation through the eyes of love is kind of disturbing and hopefully would actually also act in its own way as a kind of a speaking out about its song.
Yeah, one could say the same thing about the song Strange Time. Now that we're doomed, let me show you to your room
where we can implode by the moon. Yes, more apocalypse stuff. Probably more about sort of relationship apocalypse, but yeah, the same kind of sentiment.
I was telling a friend that the songs on this album seem to be either about relationship troubles or about apocalypse, and the friend replied, yeah. Aren't they basically the same thing?
Oh, that's a good point. They should be a musician. I guess in a way it's the same part of your brain reacting, your fear of the end of things. Come on now.
And yet through all of it, whether you're talking about the end of a relationship or the end of the world, there's this pervasive sense of humor in your songs.
Mm. Yeah, well, I'm glad that's felt. I do try and kind of get that side of me across, because I think as much as I take things seriously or I think, you know, think intensely about things, I also always have a voice in me kind of laughing at that introvert. You know, I guess it's, I think I explained it the other day, I feel like a lot of the album is kind of my extrovert side of myself sort of laughing at the introvert, but then the introvert still being like, I'm still here and I'm really intense. People like talk about Like a Fish and they're like, it's a sad song and I'd like that sentiment to come across, but I like people saying that they didn't expect to laugh and laughing.
I listened to the song before I realized what the lyrics were. Like a fish, that's how Like a fish, that's how I drink yeah. these days. It numbs yeah. the envy I have against your tall, kind man. And then I love this line, he's so much taller than I ever will be.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my best lines.
So much taller than I ever will be.
A lot of the album definitely pushes and pulls between me sort of allowing myself to take a heartbreak really seriously and then also kind of being like, God, there's so much more serious stuff happening all the time.
I mentioned that when I first heard your music, my mind sort of went to Bowie. I've seen other people compare you to Morrissey and Father John Misty. Mm. Do you see yourself as being in a particular lineage with other musicians?
No, I like to not think about it. I think it kind of gets me worked up because I think I then start to think about some of those people's legends, and that's a very hard thing to think about. And I think I get the most out of my music and out of life when I'm thinking sort of month by month. I think it is part of the like our condition is to try to find a kind of similarity so that you're more likely to click on the article or to actually listen to it. So I get that side of it. I'm not bitter about comparisons, but I try to just not think about it.
And when all the roses die, and the last of us have lived our lives.
Shall we end where we began with the apocalypse?
Yes, please, yeah.
The final track on this album is called Mortals. Describe it for us.
Kind of imagines the regret we feel when all these sort of predictions of global warming come true.
Mortals, oh mortals, where did all go so wrong?
It was a more broad comment about my own fault of, I guess, not regretting things until they're a reality.
And yet the last line of the song, the last line of the album is, there might still be hope.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's an important sentiment in general because there's so many good people out there all over the world. I think it's just important to remember that there's no point kind of giving up, like ever really, until we're kind of all disintegrated. What's the point in giving up?
Well, Matt Maltese, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
His debut album is called Bad Contestant.